May 10th, 1982, Yud Zayin Shvat Hashem Tef Shemim Beis Masech Teshuv with Rabbi Aaron Salopage.
We'll learn the thesis on Ima Pesach Pesach Mitzah Sileya after we learn these things. But that is the Guru who will see us, I mean, so I don't want to spend time on it. Roitz Licha Beish Eskei, Vim Tema, Vinei Kve Achas Koso Shin Shero Vike Kune, Vinei Yilu Af Tachtov Mitzah. So the Gemara says that when Rav Lezer says, Rav Lezer says, Pesach Pesach Mitzah Sileya, he is referenced to two cases. One case is an Ishes Keyer. So in Mele, we know she was in Zohar, but the question is, when was she in Zohar? Before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin? Because when the Beinus of the Watson doesn't make any difference, because an Ishes Keyer is an Ensor, if it's after the Kedushin, she's still a soul about her, she's the same. But the question is, whether before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin? So it's one suffix, they can rise to the whole land. So maybe she's a sword. So this is a Tekashi, why is she a sword? True, there is only one suffix, but maybe in a Chazokia. So, in Kolatari Koda, in all this way, the Raise, we rely on Chazokia, and since originally, she was Chayonikon. She has a status quo of Chayonikon. The Shire is whether that status quo of Chayonikon was changed as a result of his news after Dushin. No, it wasn't changed. So we should rely on the Chazoke, and she should be with Teres. Why does it rather say that if he says, Pesach Pesach Mitzosi, she's a Surah the Bible King? Being taken out of the Luke Machet Kosh Yeshel, we couldn't have been able to have a very simple cash. The Yeshleima, the other Abbeys, the Neima, the Hashem Yibalo, the Ikneya Cheska Sadru, Shehoitzo Psuloh. So Jesus says, no. Here we cannot rely on the Chazoke. Because just as there is a Cheskas Kshir HaLikun from that implies that since originally she was Kshir HaLikun, so that status of Kshir HaLikun continued. That means from the point of view of the Chazoke de Mikore of Hashkas HaLikun, we should say that love after Zimso, but there is another Chazoke. The Chazoke, the Cheskas HaGuf. Chazoke de Mikore, in other words, because she was born in Psur. So there is a lot of Chazoke. Not only is there a din of Chazoke when something has a certain person has a certain status quo, an original status. And the question is, did that status change or didn't change? Even if we know that the original status changed, but the question is, did it change a year ago, or it changed this morning, we still apply the concept of Chazoke. And that we learn out from Nega, that we give the Sugye in Chum. In other words, if somebody has a Nega in the bias, so he calls the Kayan, and the Kayan has to inspect the Nega, and then if he says that he doesn't have the shear, so then the bias is Toya. But the question is, when he looks at the walls of the bias, then he walks out and he closes the house. So between the moment of the inspection and the moment of the skiras habayis, also a few minutes, maybe he changed. The answer is we don't have to be chayshish that he changed. And so then Tisa says, so this is the kashim chum. So that is only source for the halacha that if a certain person or a certain object, let's say like the bias, had an original status. And the question is whether the original status changed or not. So we thought that the Bechishis will be changed. Let's say we know that a certain woman is a Tnui. So it doesn't have the Bechishis. Maybe He knows that half a year ago she was a kniya. Maybe within that half year she got married. As long as he didn't hear that she got married, so we can assume that the original status of Chazkas Kniya continued. But how do we know in the case where the original status did change? So now what he is, if the question is, did it change a year ago or it changed this morning, so we have to say that it changed only this morning, not a year ago. How do we know from that process? So Tesis says, because that Zerasakosuk implies that even if after 7 days the Kayan does see that it changed, he still don't have to be changed. So we see that there is a Zerasakosuk that we align, has okay, we correct, not only in the case where we know there is an original status, and the question is, did it change or didn't change? So we have to assume, take it for granted, it didn't change. Even if we know that it changed, but the question is, did it change 7 days ago? Or it changed now? So we say, it changed now, not 7 days ago. That's the Zerasakosuk that we need to bite. So we may lay. So here we cannot rely on the Cheskas Kashre, and the Cheskas Kashre Fikune. That implies that laft after Zinso, because there is a Cheskas Agur, the Chazotin Mikor, the woman was born Ipsur. Now, so we have to say that this status of remaining Ipsur continued. We cannot say that it still continued, because now it's Pesach Poshuach Metzosi. But the question is, did it change, did Ipsur change the original status of Ipsuah change before the Gushin or only later? So we have to postpone it because on the basis of the Chazokin Mikore. So in other words, so in effect we have two Chazokis. So whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokis, so the two Chazokis cancel out each other. So in Melech, so what does it remain? It's considered that there is no Chazokis. So maybe there is no Chazokes, so here I shall come back. So that is Thesis Dance. In other words, true there is a Cheskas, Chazokin Mikor of Kashrut Likune. But neged, this Chazokin Mikor of Kashrut Likune, there is a Cheskas Agur of Ipsuah, and that she remained Ipsuah until this moment. So we cannot say that she's still Ipsuah now, because that he testifies, and he has the evidence, that right now she is not Ipsuah. But instead of saying that the Cheskas Psuah terminated before the Gushin, which was 12 months ago, so we say that the Cheskas Psuah terminated only yesterday. I mean, from the point of view of the Cheskas Aguf of Cheskas Psuah, we should say that. But from the point of view of the Cheskas Kashrut Likune, we should say the reverse. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. So whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokes, so the two Chazokes cancel out each other, so maybe it's considered as if there is no Chazokes. So it's a plain Sofik without any Chazokes. So maybe it's a form. That's the system. The boy is saying the nations is holy for the body of Gushi. Push on Basim and Shomim. The Intaymar. Akati ikes vek svek. Sofi peine, sofi pirots. Vintin zavol rotzin. Sofi kishin ktano, upitu ktano eyesu. Kidabrinum babu al inventei. Kidabrinum babu al inventei. So this is estikashe. And which this is gives a very simple teretz. But the teretz is so simple that it's even difficult why this is egg that kashe. Wouldn't test the kasha, it doesn't make sense. I mean, so when Jesus says the kasha, it means the kasha is not kasha. But the teretz is a very good teretz. So Jesus' kasha is, even when she sees oil, the kompor, the obush, pusbaz, mucho, and mechor. So Rabbeza says that it's one sopik. Why? Because there is only the sopik, maybe bainess, maybe it was the anus, but we cannot say, maybe loitachto. Because Louis Tachtov was before she was 3 years old. So if she had been designed before she was 3 years old, so he should still find the Pesach Poshuach. Because Psula Sel Chizri. Psula Sel Chizri. That's the Mitzias. So Mela, since he found the Pesach Poshuach, so it's a raya that this news took place after she was 3 years old. Ephesians 3 years old, so necessarily, it must necessarily have been Tachton, because the father was becoming the Kushi before she was 3 years old. So there is only one son. Maybe it was ladies, but it certainly was Tachton. So it's taking the Raisa Rechumen. So it's in the Kashi. No, there is three aspects of it. One possibility is maybe she was raped, management. Another possibility is, now let's say, and if let's say right now she's already 12 years old, the father was Mikabu Bigdushin, when she was 2 years old. Now she's 12 years old. So 10 years have elapsed already. The issuing took place when she was already in Bela, in Ado, 12 years old. Now, so maybe she's 12 and 3 months old now. So one topic is maybe she was raped. Mamish raped. Nenso Mamish. And assuming that she wasn't Nenso Mamish, maybe willingly she submitted to Zeus before she was 12. So even though she did it willingly, it's still considered as anus. So, because we took time to say this too, so we have to say this. In other words, it's not the sex vehicle that is Mishabah. But how it takes us even for a moment, have doubts about it. I mean, it takes us now, I mean, that if we took time to say this, so we may lay each other. Still, so that's basic status. And I don't think there are any shaming who are really can be started. I think you look through the shaming competitors. I don't think that there could be any controversy whether it's considered shenachot or it's not considered shenachot. But the question is, of course it's shenachot. So what is this discussion? At least the cases I said, we regularly may now, they have a sex making. Something may be something rots, being so rots, and something she can't repeat. Do we have a sex making? Shaming is hard. But this is formulated in the terms, you know, sometimes this says, and sometimes this is formulated in terms of questions and answers. Why? So that means that this is considered as a kash. If this is not considered as a kash, not even to be considered as a kash, for a moment, this is, but this is just explained it in order to eliminate the mistake by Talmud. So Tesis should have formulated the right to the name of Dakar the Habis Vex, we shouldn't be sharing this out. Tesis doesn't say that. Tesis formulates it in terms of questions and answers. So apparently Tesis considered it as a cash, it has a basis. Well, Tesis gives it that. So why the Tesis formulated in terms of questions and answers, in other words, does imply that the cash has a basis. It's not senseless, the cash. But superficially it appears. It doesn't even make sense, this cash. It doesn't even make sense. Could anyone ask? It's still a sex making. Because maybe now she's 12 years old, so we could say, one topic is maybe she was Nenso yesterday at the age of 12. Another topic is maybe she was Nenso at the age of 11. Another topic is maybe she was Nenso at the age of 10. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. Because it's one topic. So why is this different? The answer is, now we'll soon see, I mean, she is Rama. Now, that even though there is a lot of people coming in, so, but it's a din, it's not just a mitzvah. Let's say, if you would say, Pituktano, a yaldo, a little girl, let's say a woman of, one is Nachaya, because Pusum Basim is showing me Nachaya's news. But let's say, a little girl of 3 years old who has no das, mitzvah. So then it's a mitzvah. It's not a new din. It's a mitzvah. In other words, let's say, if somebody would seduce a little girl of 3, it's not shy to say she was seduced. She was raped. I mean, because she has no doubts. But how about a Tamil of 11, who the next day will be a baby, and she's very smart. So could we say that the Mitzias, it's anus? I mean, just one day earlier, so we see as tennis. And another minute later, with the sunset of the 11th year, so she acquired all the intelligence in the world. I mean, it's not child. And the aloha of Kitab Tano applies to the biggest hachamet. I mean, even if Kitab 11 years old, and if she was Birtzeno, so she was Mizame, so it's still considered Ines. So we cannot say it's just declaratory of the Mitzias. What kind of Mitzias is it? So it's a deen that Pituk Tano, even though she was Mizame Birotzin, so Al-Pidin it's considered Ines. But it's not Mamash Ines. Al-Pidin it's considered Ines. Let's say, if she is a sheikh of Amish, Fibu-Mandem, so then the Mitzias is in it. We don't have to resort to a special aloha of Pituk Tano in it. But the Ktano that is almost a Beiloch, and she's a Chachoma, she's very intelligent. So then, it's an extra deen, it's a new aloha. It's a new aloha. Pituk Tano in it. Like the aloha that in Okiyonu, so in Kotun cannot affect the king, because his das is no das. Even if he's shoyimama, as he called. So his das is no das. It's not a mitzvah, it's a deen. So here too, it's a deen. Pituk Tano in Isur, no matter how grown up she is, and how intelligent she is. As a matter of fact, the old mention, the Shikas Rambam, the Rambam mentions, like a Pituk Tano, that we can be Tano with Tano. That is the Baal, that's a loch of king is here. So the Rambam mentions that the Baal can be Iktano, Iktano. In other words, he can say to his wife, who's Iktano, Autister in Mishkani, and then if she's the same Mister or with him, so then she didn't have saved him everything. So he has the Kashi, Pituk Tano is, it's a Gemara. He wants Pituk Tano is. So some say, you find some Achim who say, that the Rambam doesn't pass in the Aloha Pituk Tano is. The past in the aloha of Pituk Tano is. Again, the Rambam is contrary to the Gemara. But I think that the simple terrace, according to the Rambam, is that the Rambam holds, since Pituk Tano is not just the Mitzias. Let's say, if we say Pituk Sheito is, if she's a real Sheito, Sheito too, I mean, out of being. So there is a Sheito who is Mamesh insane. But there is a Sheito, like according to Rambam, Sheito in the Rechot. So he might be very intelligent and very smart and he functions in every way, but he has one Mishigas. So then he has a persecution complex in regard to just one person. So according to Rambam, he has a Din of a Sheito. So you couldn't say the Mitzias, he has no Das. Yes, he does. But it's a Din. Certainly in regard to Tano, Chershes, in the Averes and Shemea, I mean, you have Chershes today, you are very, very exceptionally smart in the Averes and Shemea. But our thing is Das, is no Das. So, the Aloha of Pituk Tano Inesu is also, it's Aloha. Our thing is Das, is no Das. So the Rambam Shiti is, seeing the Lord, the Gemara does not say, Znusk Tano, Inesu. The Lord of Mora is, Pituk Tano is. In other words, if Iktano is seduced, so if Iktano is seduced, she cannot, she doesn't have a din of an amusa. That's Pitu. There is a locha of Mifate or Mianis. There is a locha. There is a difference between Mifate and Mianis. Even though in every Mifate, there is an element of anus, you could say. But, just an element of anus, but that's not real anus. But a locha is, in regard to Iktano, so even if Iktano is merely seduced, so it's also an illness, something. But suppose the Iktano is not seduced, she seduces him, so then according to the Rambam, she'll not have a din of anus. Only if she was Mizame, in other words, she was pressured, but she wasn't forced, so if Iktano is pressured, so then she doesn't have a din of anus. But if Iktano, who Al-Pidin is not in Bazdas, so no matter how smart she is, if he was somebody who was mifater her, so Al-Pidin has a din of anus. But suppose she is Mizame, Iktano Nishishish is Mizami with someone, not through seduction. But on the contrary, she took the initiative in the seduce. So then she doesn't have it in the Manusa. So maybe there is a Mitzies that the Iktano Nishishish should become a Sumo Bayo if the seduce was not grounded in the seduction by the man. So then it's not an S. Anyway, so one writes, so that, so we see that it's a din, it's a halacha, it's not a mitzvah. So since it's a special type, it's a dinos, it's not mitzvah. If she's a ktana, let's say, just 3 years old, so then it's mitzvah. But suppose she's 11 years old, and still she's considered a musa. So tesis shite is different. Tesis, the Rambam is the only one who holds that only if Pitu Ktano is Enes, only if it was done through Pitu. But if she herself took the initiative in his news, so then she didn't have to be pressured into submitting to Snus, so then she's not an Amazon. But the other shame, they hold that even if she herself took the initiative, it still comes to the nose. But it's a special aloha. It's a special aloha. So the male takes us in the Kashi assume that it's not Mishenah. Since it's a dinos, it's not mamish. It's not mamish, but it's a dinos. So melee, it's not Mishenah. As a matter of fact, that is discussed in connection with certain Ramos in the Chodosh. So the Ramos says that Chodosh chutzlaretz is also in the Torah. I mean, because most of the shame passed, like the present, the Chodosh Bechutz Lo is also not Chodosh. So maybe you're not allowed to eat Chodosh. You're not allowed to eat Chodosh. He says, however, in their beginnings, that was the Mitzvah. In their beginnings, so it's mutar to eat a certain kind of pastries because of the Svexia. What's the Svexia? In case of the Ramboi, in the third chenik you are there. So he says, what kind of respect? So he can say, one is maybe it's from the previous year. Maybe the flour that was used in baking certain bowls. I mean, he mentioned such a mitzvah. So maybe it was from the old crop of 2 years ago. And assuming that it's of the new crop, maybe this year took place more than 3 days before Tezayin Benis. And you see, the Isra of Chodesh depends upon the Hashrosh. Hashrosh is 3 days after the Zri. So if, let's say, if something is planted, if a certain wheat is planted, let's say, a few days before Pesach, so then it's not Chodesh. Because if it's planted a few days before Pesach, so by Tezayin Benis, it's already after the Hashrosh of that wheat. So the Rambam says that in certain regimes they are making to eat certain pastries because they rely on Svexek. One is maybe it's from old crop, and assuming that it's the new crop, maybe this real of the new crop also took place before Pesach. So the question is Mishenah, because what difference does it make whether it's from the crop of 1970 or is the crop of 1981, but it was planted, let's say, in March of 1981, before Pesach. So it's still Yoshua, I mean, it's there. So many Amasi can this hamaki. So what is the Shita of Ramon? The Shita of Ramon is that this is not considered Mishenah, because it's a different email with Mat. Email, whether it's the email or Bisman Hazel, there is no email, so it's the time Benissi that is Matia. So in other words, if it's not clock from 1970, so the Matia was the case, the design Benissi of 1970. But if, let's say, it was sown in 1981, in March, a few days before Pesach, so the material is the email, the design of the Nissan of 1981. So the Ramo considers it not Mishenah. So that is that was the reason as to why Pinchas said the Kasha. Since Pitach Tamei Yisro is not just a declaratory of the Mitzias. Let's say, if it's Pitu'ovim, real Sheita, Sheita Gmur, then it's declaratory of the Mitzias, we don't have to resort to a new Aloch. But Pitach Tamei Yisro is a new Aloch, and it's a Dinarus, it's not Mamushalus. It's a Dinarus. We see according to Rambam, it makes a difference whether it was obtained through Peter or she herself to be initiated in submitting to his news. So the male has seen it's a special halacha of Enes, so in the Kasha case it's assumed that it's not considered Mishabat. So Jesus gives the answer, no, it's still, even though it's a dinarus, it's not manishonus, it's not actualus, but it's a dinarus, but it's still Shabbat. We take the name of the Cheskas Heta Levaya. So why do we say the ancient Israel? People go of the opposition, put some of the mission in the map. So we say that it is Asur, because one Sophic, it's certainly Tach, but the Sophic is whether they is of the Watson, so say it as the Hunt. But even when there is one Sakit, we can rely on Chazok, and she has a status quo, an original heta, an original status of being Mutaras Levaya, of being Mutaras Levaya, Cheskaseta Levaya. So we should rely on Chazok. We should rely on Chazok. And even though the fact that she was Mizanet, that's a Reise, that Allah believes we rely on Chazok, even the Mokin Reyes. Even Mokinayas, let's say in the case where the status quo has already changed, and the question is, did it change a year ago, or it changed today, we also rely on Chazok. Even though the fact that the original status was changed, so that in itself is a big reyesi. But that's the halacha, even when there is a reyesi. So, two, there is a reyesi, she was misame, but still we should rely on the Cheskas Heta Levaya, and we should assume that she was named so she remained Mutaras Levaya. So because when a woman is named so people start talking about. So male Hashim that you call it, but here no one has ever heard any rumor that she was named so. So male. We have to say, "Havu nirotzu rube umiut ines v'rube b'chazoke rudoy." Rube b'chazoke rudoy. So in other words, so that it means that Tesis is saying that here we cannot rely on chazoke because this chazoke of Cheskas Heta Levaya is diametrically in conflict, opposed to the hope, because what should we say on the basis of the Cheskas Heta Levaya? That she was originally in the Cheskas Heta Levaya, that it continued, and in spite of this news that took place, so we have to say it took place Beines. But most of this news that are Beines are expressed in the Kol, and since this was not mentioned in any call, this news did not circulate in any rumor, so mainly on the basis of all, we should say there was no news base, because Rob's news bases are circulated in a rumor, in a call, and this did not circulate in a rumor, in a call. So mainly on the basis of, from the point of view of the law, we should say this news did not take place beings. But what? From the point of view of the Chazoki of Cheskas Heta Levaya, we should say it did not take place beings. So there is a conflict. Who will Chazoki is who will? That's what this is about. So then we should say on the contrary that Beishes Yisrael copied by Abi of Dushi, Pusbaz Musha Birachot. She is not only also the Kerasophic, she is also the Kerasphara. That's what we should say. In other words, Kumu Chazoke Ugoi. So in other words, there is a conflict between Hod and Chazoke. So the Hod prevails. So she's Vadaasur. She's Vadaasur. But then this is another conflict. Vintima, in this way, we cannot be all savior. We saw the kingness command the rest of the domain. The initial hat so big, so big tarto. The whole shy group in the Cheska said, Akin Berash. So now he is an alakash. Once you establish this premise that when it's a shy, when it's used for the basis of the rots, so on the basis of law, we should say it was the rots. Because usually most Muslim behemoths are announced in a call, are circulating call, and since this moose, no one ever heard of it until now, the husband came and testified. So really, from the point of view of the Torah, we should say that it was Berotz. It was Berotz. So really, why Baish is Israel, and if the father was not becoming the bishop, wasn't the bishop of it. So then the more essentially, if there is a piece of Svetsvike, we don't have Svetsvike, we have only one subject. Because the other contingency, the obeyness, is Kimandolese. There is no such possibility in Kimandolese. Because the law is, should be invalid. That it definitely was not this. Because had it been famous, it would have been circulated in Europe. But so there was only one subject, maybe Loitaka. So Sveki the Rice of Humble. So why does the mother say that if the father was not becoming the presentation of her vision is all, she's been nice. It's very strong passion. And then Taisa says, so Piktaka will be whole. Oh, but then you'll say, true, but even if there is one subject, so we still can rely on Chazoke, because Cheska set on the Bible. So Tesis, what Tesis said in the previous Tesis, that we cannot say that it is Cheska set on the Bible, and because of that it was way after. Because from the point of view of the Cheska's Aguf, of Cheska's Psuo, so we should say that the Cheska's Psuo changed only, was spoken only last moment. So that means Tachtov. So in many ways, that's why Tesis mentions. In the previous Tesis. Why? Because there is a conflict between two Chazokes. So in many ways, the two Chazokes cancel out each other. So in many ways, there is just one Zotik without any Chazoke. So it's very nice to whom they want to become a same age as Israel. If the father was not the Kabbalah of the Mishan Rechav, so then she is Mutaz. So in that case, it gives you very strange times. Maybe the higher group of the Lord say, Amy Rechav, now having the Rabbah, that hope, because usually a Zeus famous is circulates in the rumor. And if he didn't circulate in the call, so it's a Saraye, that it didn't take great pains, because on the basis of law, it should have circulated in the call, and it did not. So there was no illness. That's not a real one. With the Rai, it's not a one. High women in the Rotsi, in the Rebbon, they were having the Rabbon. The Hilkar, so in other words, with the Rai, it's not one. So on the Rai, so what does this say now? That on the Raisa level, on the Raisa level, so even by Ishes Yisroel, Kibel of Biyo Gdush, Chusam Vaz Gimu Shom Yachot, on the Raisa level, she is Mitar Zavai. Even though he says that's a Chusam Yisroel. Because we rely on the Cheske Seta Levaya. But on the Rabot level, it is considered as a whole. So the Meir Rebu, to Chazok in the world, but on the right side, it's not considered as a law. Katara. So in the way, he says, we have not in specs, so when did the Chachomim apply this takon? That it should be considered as a law only in case of one son. But in case of two snakes, then the Chachomim did not apply the takon. We have not in specs, sure. Okay, Chatzvike, Where do we find such a thing that with Raisi it's not considered wrong? With Rambam it's considered either it's wrong or it's not wrong. It's a question of mitzias. With the mitzias is this way or that way. We cannot say that with Raisi the mitzias is one way and with Rambam the mitzias is the other way. That's impossible. So this is mentioned as an example. The Ashkechon Kai Gabriel Gabitin Chenitz of Tzaviniso. Do I have a Ugo Elo with Rambam? Now there should have picked up it was gone over the Gemara. The Gemara to Kibushi. So suppose we found a teenage handling an isop, ido, and the teenage was holding, he pulled off a piece of dough from the big isop. So in other words, that means that he definitely touched the isop, and the question is, maybe the tinnitus is coming. Maybe the tinnitus is coming, so by touching the iso, the iso became male. So the iso became male. So the question is, do we have to treat it as story of the iso? Because no other contamination ever took place in that iso. The only possible contamination to me that took place was now as a result of the tinnitus handling it. So, Rav Meir is mitayr. In other words, it can be eaten and so on, even if it is a miso of truma. So if it's tummy, so you're not allowed to eat, then the king is not allowed to eat truma meyo. But this miso, he's allowed to eat. The Chachamim mitayr, Chachamim say it's tummy. Why the Chachamim mitayr with Nishidaki Shotin Kutapir? Because usually, a teenage handles all kinds of things. So, you know, so he touched the sherets, he touched all kinds of. There are so many things in the world that can be mitamin. But a grown up person, so he takes care of a teenage, he likes to touch everything. So, the melee, we assume that the teenage is done because he constantly handles all kinds of things. The tapir of the ashpo, and the ashpo you throw away. Made all kinds of things. So, we assume that he's done. Rabbi Yehuda, why can't the Rabbi? Why is the Meir mitayr? Kosova, Reif Dineke is mitap. It's true. That Reif Dineke is mitap Hibash. And the Ashbo, you find the Batone. Let's say, Meir before in the Ashbo, I mean, in Sharet. All kinds of things. So, but you take tap. There is a new children who are not mitap if the ashpa. So the iso becheskes tari that is usmeich liuter lechazok in Yisrael Yerubim. So in other words, according to Ramea, so we join, we are mitzaren the new tenekes that are not mitap if the ashpa to the cheskes tari of the iso. So together it prevails over the world. The Rabbonon knew the commander Esedon, who then Chazok and Rubel. So then, Rishloki says, Mishim Rabbeishe, Zui Shesir of the Mesachon. That according, Rishloki says, according to the Rabbonon of Ramea, so this God says it has to be burned. Rabbei Chanoma, in other words, what kind of a tumor is burned? Something that is bad. But if something is so ectomy, so it's dead, you hang it up. In other words, You don't use it, but burn that you can. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn, to waste, to be massive. Mishnah is tomeza. But if it's tomeza, it's tomeza, it needs to burn it. But if it's not tomeza, if you take it from a table and you burn it, you are able to eat that. So maybe if it's okay, so we can use it. So it's daily, the Lord is saying okay. So according to Mishnah Kish, this is so according to Rabbi Ezekiel of Babaton. So maybe it requires faith. According to Rabbi Yechanan, even though the Rabbi said Tomei, but it has a din of Sokhi. It doesn't have a din of Badai. So maybe if it doesn't have a din of Badai, so it's telling me, saying, the Rabbi Yechanan, in the Chazok is there that Tomei. Alright. So then the Gemara says, Tani Kavos Rabbi Yechanan. שני דברים מהים בין דאס לשואל ובוס החכום כמו שני בדאס לשואל תיני גבי דחת תיני קודם בו Now we learn how from Sente the Tzoki Tum Mishnayoch in Sente when, because by Sente she's male in other words when she's Nister or after Kino so after Kino with Neidim she was Nister or with Neidim so then she has all the Bible became a Svar even though it's a Tzoki who has a Zinso or non-Zinso so she's still a Svar And by saying this, so it's he and she, so only two people. So only Sophic to me appears as a yochi, when there are two people. But Sophic to me is a rabbi when where the scene of the Sophic, where the Sophic was Neva, had three people, so then the Sophic to me is a rabbi, is very keto. But we also learn how from Seite, that. That only when we say Sophic to me is a yochi, is very keto. Only if Yehri does the show, by saying that Yehri does the show, she has does, and he has does, Mashayke, by Yehri does the show, if the people, even if you have three people in the scene of the Sophic, two, but the three people were little children, and let's say little, few children were playing, and then there was a Kikasho Truma in that area where the three children were playing. And then there is a topic whether the sherets touch the truma or didn't touch the truma. So two children were playing. I'm sorry. Two children were playing. So it's a topic to which is a yochi. So it should be tomei. So it should be tomei. But since it's even that's the shoy, two children were playing. So even though it's a rishis ha-yochi, two is a rishis ha-yochi, only three people mix rishis rabbi. So it will still be toyed, because we learn out that when is Sophic to Mishnah Yochit Zvei Tomei, if it's Yehri Das Lishoyer, but if it's Yehri Das Lishoyer, so then even Sophic to Mishnah Yochit is Zvei Tomei. So, Tani Kavos Rabbi Yechon Shneid Vodem Yehri Ben Das Lishoyer, Vosu Chachomi Kimo Shehri Das Lishoyer. Tinek is one of the two things. This case, so that means Mikha Vindine, it should be toyed. Because it's in the Das Lishoyer. So, even the Shesayochid is making Torah. But the Chachomim made it a comment and declared it as Yeshvi Das Lishoyer. So, what is the Gemara saying in effect? That the comment of Rabbi Yechon, the past of Rabbi Yechon, so even though the Rabbon of Rabbeya said that Tibishin took Tanin, so what's in the Yodin? So, Chachomim Mitamim, but Seiref he cannot be. Why can't he say that? Because it should be Seiref, because we would take him under the so who would have a body? So the role of Rafi Nikit Bafi Bashko prevails on the Hasestara of the Esau. So that should establish that it is Ivadai Tomei. So you should be saying the answer is no, it's not Ivadai Tomei. Midrai say it's considered as Isophic Ashok. Why? Because we have to, even according. In other words, we have to be mitzaret. We have to be mitzaret. The new tenekis that are not mitakrit v'ashko. We have to be mitzaret either that way or because the rod is not a real rod. So there's a machleket v'shem. Some v'shem explain it that in the rabbonot they also agree that there is a loch of smich yud and chazoke. We have a power. You see, some Rishonim say that only Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is Cheshish Lemiut. So maybe we can be Mitzal of the Miut together with the Chazoke, so it's power. the Gideon. So it cancels out. So the Rov on one side and Chazoket plus the Miut on the other side cancel out each other. So it's Kaobal Palki, only according to Rameya. But according to Rabbanon, we don't say Smeich Miut or Chazoket. So we may, according to the Rabbanon, we don't say Smeich Miut or Chazoket. So we may, in the case where there is a Rov and a Miut, and the Chazoket can make it, so we say who be b'chazok yehugot. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's not Tzeyafim? Because the Rov is not the Rov. The other Shem say, we see in Daf Kuf Chofalev, Kuf Yud Chofalev, in Yeromis, in Yeromis. Kuf Yud Tes. So if you look over the thesis Chavim Kamoy and the margin, so he mentions in Machlokes Hashemim Pshat Yilmore. There are some Hashemim who say that we only say Smeich Miut El Chazok Yekon Trameh, who holds, who is Cheshish Miut. Who is Cheshish Miut. So then we are Cheshish Miut even without the Chazok that supplements the Miut. So we may have when the miut is coupled with the chazoke, so we still say Ubim Chazoke Gedol. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that here we cannot be Seherim? After all, if we miut is Siman Doeseh, so maybe we cannot say Smeich Miut El Chazoke. So we have, on one hand, we have the Rov to make it Nachat Bashvo, which implies that the teenage was Tomei. And on the other hand, we have the Chaskastara of the Esau, so we should say that the Esau did not become Tomei. So did not become Tomei. The answer is that Rov on the Reise level is not a Rov. On the Reise level, it's not a Rov. So Mimele, if it's not a Rov, so Mimele, but only with the Rabbanon it's a Rov. So the Rabbanon can only say it only with Chumre, but not with Chumre, so say that he cannot. That's what she is saying. That's the sheet of cases here in Exodus. But then the thesis Chavim Kamoye, he mentions many other Rishonim, including Rabbi Goy, many Rishonim, who explain it more differently. And they say that the Rabbanon also agreed. The Rabbanon also agreed. Rabbanon also agree with the din of Smeich Miute, of Smeich Miute and Chazok, of Smeich Miute and Chazok. Alright, now, so things that she believes, so things that says, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's in Seyakim, it's there in Moyerchon in Seyakim, even though Rubin Chazok is Rubodi, because on the highest level it's not a rock. But only with Rabon it's a rock. So since it's considered as a rock only with Rabon, so the Chachomim only say it with Chumre. Not to be Eichel with the Truma. But we call it to be safe of it, they don't say. So here too, this, the same kind of law, the same kind of law, like Chayf Nei Yitach is Ba'ashko. The law of Chayf Nei Yitach Ba'ashko is similar to the law that Rav Zmusim Be'enes circle in the court. So what kind of it is? So it says, so it says, the Baha'i Rube, the Rav Zmusim Be'enes, Allah Abba Mir Rabbonon, Allah Abba Mir Rabbonon, you can't walk in specs, you can show them, you can't walk in specs, Rabbonon, what's in the name is Rube, the Ashkech of Isaac Abnet, the Kavitish Mitzu, the Nisso, the Rube of Rabbonon, Allah Abba Mir Rabbonon, and also, the Isaiah of Noah, the Zatron. Now what's the chat? Why is it a walk with Rabbonon and with the Isaac of Mersha? If the Rabbonon said it's a walk, Rabbonon is not going to falsify the facts. So that means that most of the times when it's used gayness takes place, so it circulates in the world. And if it didn't circulate in the world, so on the basis of all which should indicate that it wasn't gayness, because had it been gayness, people would have talked about it and not a word was mentioned. So why isn't it a word? And if there is no such law, so why is it a law with Rabbon? It's a question of Mitzvah. So apparently, I'll soon show you, that this is really mentioned by the Chumash Devosh, who mentions the name of the Rav, this kind of Islam. In other words, in order to be law, so there has to be a mathematical law. Now, the Gemara says, many several times, in Ide, in Gimones, many places, in Peres, Smech Limuted in Appearance, Remechtov in Kids. Smech Limuted in Appearance, let's say, suppose, Sigmund Limones, that could be test also, let's say, Hoyisho, sure, Hoyisho, let's say, they say, suppose someone was married to a woman and he had no children and he had no children, he died and he had no children and he had no father. But the wife, and then the husband died. But the mother of the husband who just died without any children. So he didn't have any brothers. The deceased husband did not have any brothers. Someone may say, she's mutarashi. Now what he is, if someone is married to a woman and then the husband dies and he has no children, and he has a brother, so then she's not allowed to get married to shoot. And either she's misyamim or he gives a chalitza. But if he has no brother, so then of course he dies, so she's allowed to get married. But suppose the mother-in-law of the woman of the almoneh, I mean the mother of the husband, of the deceased husband, went away in Minas Hayam a year before the death of the husband. Now, so Hoysola Hamilsa, in the Hosh, and then the husband died, she's allowed the Mishnah say that Koshites, she's allowed to get married. But the Mora Sikashi, we should hate ships at all. The mother-in-law went away a year before the death of her husband. Her mother-in-law went together with her husband, with her father. She went to Minas Hayam, and Reiv Noshim is Misabris Leibitz. So maybe she conceived, and then she gave birth to his son. So that means that the deceased husband has a brother, so maybe how can the wife get married? We should be chayshik. So the Gemara says, no. The reason is why the Mishnah that Kufite says, Hoysol HaChamei Seinu HaChesheshes, and she can get married in Shul, she doesn't have to be chayshik. Maybe her mother-in-law conceived from her father-in-law, and then she gave birth to his son. So maybe there is a brother, her husband has a brother, so she's scooped up to the brother, so she has to wait until the brother, the newly born brother, will become a godel. And then she'll get chutzah or she'll be miyamna. Doesn't have to be chayshish. She can get married. Why not? But Reiv Noshi is misabris v'yelitz. Misabris v'yelitz. So you know the terex. Mute my pills. Because it's not such a fact that Reiv Noshi is misabris v'yelitz. A mute Noshi, are either not misabris or if they are misabris or that they have a miscarriage. So mute matrix. We call a yeldeis and even those who do give birth, so mechtus cholim and mechtus lekevis. Smeich miute di matrix with mechtus lekevis. First of all, it's possible that she didn't become pregnant, the mother. Or if she did become pregnant, that she had a miscarriage. Suppose she didn't have a miscarriage, maybe she gave birth later. So in either event, the wife of the deceased husband is allowed to get married to shoot. So mele, the harvest is only muted. So we don't have to be chesish for this move. That's why the Mishnah says, Oysel Chameis in the chesish. So the Ram also discusses the Sudi Misuris. It's another kasha. So he says, the Ram was asked, In this case, so why do we say he was Estikash? He was Estikash. Why do we say that Eishes Yisrael uchem kovim v'adi yodushi chusam bazgim shomim yimecht v'adi yodushi chusam bazgim shomim yimecht? So we say she's asur, or she's asur, or because there is one suffix. There is one suffix. Maybe it's tachter. I mean, maybe it's, I'm sorry, of course it's tachter. But there is one suffix. Maybe it's gehotzen. So there is one suffix. Maybe the ines may be gehotzen. So that should be like mechter. So it should be tzare. That was the kasha that the Ram was asking. So we should be mitzarei the mute. So we should be mitzarei the mute of snus. So, the kasha is. i tshuve schivosh, simen shinan veis. Umashi chisa atesis, the adara, isol mena, smech miute deis, uimechzo, deitachto, bavo itachto, behotz miute. So somebody has the mikasha and this thesis. Thesis is the kasha. Vim tema, meikne becheske setalu bairo, vim shleima, vim sekol miso, kidamuim miyoshalim, unso miyoshleko. Vahashle lekikole, habu behotz miute, umiute deis. The Rubin Hazok and Rubin Odin. Rubin, so somebody has to be Kashi, Adarabe, Isla Mima, the easy topic. Whether Tachto or any Tachto, so Smech Mute the Enes, we Merto the Tachto, we have only Tachto the Rots Mute. That's what somebody is. So the Ram gave me Teretz, so he says that when can we say, smeich miyute mechzo, when there is a mathematical mechzo. So he says, the Ram says, and this is remarkable, I mean its effect. I read about it, that the Rebbeinu Shalom installed it in the Teva, that in every time, in every generation, the number of boys born should be equal to the number of girls born. And this is effect. In every time, we can look it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica. This is effect. It never changes. In any specific time, in any period of time, so the number of women born is equal to the number of men. And the Ram says, uses the Russian. The Ram uses the Russian. And this is the fact. You can check it. In every time. So the number, you see, people say that there are more women than men. And that's also true. There are more women than men. But that's because the mortality among men is more, the rate of mortality among men is more than the rate of mortality among women. And it's, again, another wrong impression that everybody assumes. A woman is called the weaker gender. It's not true. It's not true scientifically. The woman is the stronger gender, much stronger. And the Vinesra says it in Spanish on the door, that the woman is much stronger than the man. But still, people call the women the weaker sex. It's not true. So because of that, the mortality rate among men is much higher than among women. So, but as far as birth is concerned, so it's the same number in any given period of time. It's the same number of women or girls are born as boys. But there is a higher rate of mortality among men than among women. So that's why you say there is more women than men. But as far as birth is concerned, it's the same. In any period of time, and the Ram says it, he came Yisad HaMelech, Malki Shalom, and it's so remarkable. I mean, how did he know that? He came Yisad HaMelech, no, it's a law of nature. That in any broad period of time, so there should be the number of boys born should be equal to the number of girls born. But then you'll have many more infant boys will die in infancy than infant girls. So that's why we say that there are more women than men, which is also true. But as far as birth is concerned, it's mechza al mechza. Ki kein yisad hamelech, malki shalom. Malki shalom, mechim ami. That in every given period of time, so the number of women born should be equal to the number of men born. So maybe it's a method. So then, since it's a mathematical mechza al mechza, so then we can say, smich, miyute in appearance, מיוטה עם הפירנס למחצו וניקייס. מה שאין כי, when there is no mathematical, מחצו על מחצו, so then we cannot say, סמייך מיוטה ואינסי, this news bayness, למחצו דוויסה. That was the cash. Because you cannot say there is a mathematical necessity. There is a mathematical necessity that of all this new scene performed by a married woman, so it's 50% is tachtot and 50% is not. I mean, that would be nonsense. It would be an absurdity. But there is a lot of snakes making. So maybe we cannot say, smeich minute deines, we mechzo dois tachtot. We cannot say that. Because only when there is a mathematical, mechzo mechzo. So in other words, what I think the Shabbat basis is this. There are two kinds of role. There is a role, first of all, there are two kinds of role. There is a role, Ruben Yisikamon, and there is a Ruben Yisikamon. There's a Ruben Yisikamon and Ruben Yisikamon. Ruben Yisikamon means, let's say, in a certain city, you have Jews and you have Nochrim. So if Ruben Yisrael, so a teenage Shemitzo, a founding was found in a city where it's Ruben Yisrael, so there, he's considered as Yisrael. If it's Ruben Nochrim, we can even be Machlin with others. That's a Ruben Yisikamon. So Ruben Yisikamon doesn't make any difference whether the role is a mathematical role or it's a statistical role. If it's a Ruben Yisikamon. But then there is a Ruben Yisikamon. Ruben Yisikamon. So Ruben Yisikamon, Ruben Yisikamon, so when can we apply Midrash and Midrash level? Ruben Yisikamon if it's a mathematical role. I mean, I call it that way. In other words, if there is a certain law, there is a certain law. See, so here the Ram says that Mechzo Schorim and Mechzo Mekibes came Yisad HaMelech, Malki Shalom and Mekim Ami. It has to be that way. So then, by a certain law, it's like a law of nature. I mean, the Ram considers it like a law of nature. He came Yisad HaMelech, Malki Shalom. You see, I mean, that this is in all the periods, throughout the generations, in any given period, so the number of boys born is equal to the number of girls born. But many more infant boys die than infant girls. That's something else. But as far as birth is concerned, it's a mathematical mechza al mechza. You see, in order to be considered to go on the highest level, in Ruben Yisikamon, it has to be a mathematical law. Mathematical law means the kind of law that is necessarily so. That is necessarily so. Mashenki, if it is just a statistical law, like say, we say, law, smoothly is, so circulate in the room. He said, necessarily so. It's not necessarily so. I don't know whether it's true today. Today, probably the opposite is probably more accurate. As a matter of fact, I mean, say, I read that most of the rapes, so many rapes take place, especially in New York City. I mean, it's unbelievable. But people don't know about it because people try to suppress it. They don't want. So today, at the contrary, it doesn't circulate in court. Years ago, so it the Yerushalmi says because people were mildly outraged when they heard of an Indian of rape. Today, people are not outraged, so maybe it doesn't even circulate in a rumor. But even in the days, in the early days, when people were outraged by a story of rape, so maybe it circulated. Usually, such an event circulated in the rumor because of the outrage it produced. So, but it's only statistical. It's not a mathematical. It's not a mathematical. Let's say, when we say that's a Rubino Lesikama. Is a Rubino Lesikama. But that's a mathematical. Because that's a law of nature. That usually, when an animal is born, it's born normal. It really means abnormal. So it's a necessary rob. Mashaikke, robs Lucy, surgery in the woman, or let's say, Rifterich Hitafis Basha. It's not a metaphor. It's not, it doesn't have to be that way. But it happens to be that way. And sometimes it happens to be that way, sometimes not. It's not a mathematical rob. So then, mid-reise level, rob is what is behechach. Even though we Gemara mentions rei zavnu l'radye, hamir hasheir mitzonachem, and the question is, now, how was it sold? Was it sold l'radye, or was it sold l'shchite? So Gemara says, machlekes ham shmuelas, when we say hilchem omen acharov, we don't say. So Shmuel says in Eichem on Achalom, Rav says Hilchem on Achalom. So maybe we have to assume that it was so Rav. So there you could also say it's statistical Rav. No, there it's not a statistical Rav. Because this was also, it's a mathematical Rav. Because it has to be like that. I mean, not today. Today it's not, the Chisha is not done with the oxen. It's done with machinery. But as long as society was agricultural, so the melee all the chrishe was done by means of oxen. So the melee on the basis of sociological and economic laws, so most shishwarim had to be sold rabbi. It had to be that way. On the basis of sociological and economic laws. So the melee that's evolved. Mashaikke, a word that is just a statistical word, it just happens to be that way. Now it happens this way, and maybe another year it'll be the other way. So even if it happens this year, statistically to be that way, why is there a necessity, there is a law, that all the nations have to handle Ashko? It's a statistical fact. Sometimes it can be like that, and sometimes it can be like that. There is no hechach. So then, with the Raise, we don't apply a rob like that. If it is a rob, for example, there is a Gemara in Chum. A certain story when a certain rob was stolen, and then the question, and then it was returned. And the question was it Nishakidim or not Nishakidim? So, and that happened in Pumbedisi. So the Gemara says, "Reb Gamli Yisrael Kabbalisi." So because of that, it became an expression, "Reb Gamli Yisrael." See, the Gemara said that most thieves in the world at any given time are Jews. But the Gemara says that in Pumbedisi, at that time, it just happened. Pumbedisi was a Jewish city, so naturally, the Gamli, most of the Gamli were also Jews. I mean, because it was a Jewish city, there was a new goy. So then it's a Ruben, the question is, who stole it? Whether a Jew stole it? So then it's Kshiro. And, or a Goy stole it? So then it's not Kshiro. A Goy Shachzeit, so it's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, who began with Israel in the Gisa? So there it's also a statistical law. Just happened that way. It didn't have to be that way, but then it was a question of who the Gisa came. Of COVID policy and COVID policy, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's a mathematical law or it's a statistical law. Hubert Isikamon is another kind of law, but when we apply the concept of Hubert Lesekamon, which is an abstract law, not Hubert Isikamon means that we have the tangible people or the tangible objects, and the question is, is it from the law or it's not from the law? So they are only with the right say it's considered as law if it is a mathematical law, if there is a necessity in that law, if it has to be that way. If the law is a statistical law, that's not considered a law. This is what Jesus says. The higher rule is the law saying any law, El Havim Rabbonon, Rechumre. But with the right say it's not considered law. With the right say, Rubin Lesekamon is like, is like, let's say, Rei Behemia Sein Entreifes. Rei Behemia Sein Entreifes. And, Rei Behemia Sein Entreifes. I mean, that's also, it has to be that way. It couldn't be any other way. It would be contrary to nature, I mean, if it would be the other way. So, Mele, Mechzo, Scholem Mechzo Mechides. So it has to be Kikein Yisad HaMelech Malkish Reino. Why did he have to emphasize Kikein Yisad HaMelech Malkish Reino? Is it apparently it's of importance, because if it hadn't been Yisad HaMelech Malkish Reino, but just a question of statistics, it just happens to be that way. So then it would be a law on the right level. And this is Mashenkin, this law that most Muslim beines circle it in the Ummah. What is it? It's hecher. It happens to be that way. People like to gossip about these things. Some maybe it just happens. Now it happens to be this way. Another time it happens to be the other way. It happens to be the other way. So maybe there is no hecher in that law. There is no hecher in that law. So if I say statistical law is not the law. So Jesus mentions an example. Tidik Shemitzo, Eitz B'Tarayitzo, Reif Nekitab Al-Ashko. There is no Hechrech, it's just a statistical law. So maybe with Reis it's not considered as a law. With Reis it's not considered a law. But with Rabbonon, even a statistical law, where there is no Hechrech in the law, is also considered as a law. So maybe only the Chumre is there. So here, so when there is one suffix, so with Reis, even in the case of Pesach Pusayach Mitzosi, by Eishes Yisroel, the Kodua, Bio, the Dushin, Pusayach Mitzosi, it's all from the Teres of Bayo. Because we can rely on the Chetzkas, Hetale Bayo. But, with the Rabbonon, she's also, why with the Rabbonon? Because with the Rabbonon, even this kind of law, which is a statistical law, which is not the Hechrech, it's not because of a certain law that it has to be that way. But it just happened. Is with Rabbonon the Chumre is only considered a law. So the Chachamim applied it only the Chumre when there is one suffix. But when there are two stages, then the Chachamim didn't apply that Chumre. And the same thing is true of Tidik Shemitzum Sarayiso, because Tidik Tavu Vashem is only a statistical law. It doesn't have to be that way. Now it's that way, and maybe some other time it's not that way. Maybe in one place it is that way, so children like to play with dirt, and maybe in another place, children don't like to play with dirt. So even though right now, statistically, it is that way, it's on the right level, it's not considered as a law. Only when the law is based upon certain laws, whether it's laws of nature, or economic laws, or I mean, it doesn't make a difference. And an economic law is also being considered as hechach. I have a very small value. There is a halacha of shvua shor. If somebody takes a shvua, so it's a shvua shor. It's not checking. And furthermore, the Rambam says, if somebody will take a shvua, al zov shuzov, that's a mess. It's also shvua shor. So the Rambam explains, the Rambam says, Sheker is only that which is not true. But it could have been true. Let's say somebody would take a Shvur, and he did it. But it could have been true. I mean, there was no necessity in nothing. So anyway, it's a Sheker. But if he takes a Shvur, however she waits, Al H also, or even Al H waits. Rehami says Ayotiva. Something that is necessarily so is also Shvashon. The Yerushalmi Shvur says that if it started to rain, a boat would rain, and then somebody took a Shvur that the price of grain will go down. So it's a Shvur Shon. Yerushalmi says. Why? Because, I mean, that's a law of economics, supply and demand. So if it rains abundantly, so then there will be an excess of grain, there will be a relatively large supply, so that will lower the price. He takes a shvur that the price will be lowered, or the price will be raised. In either case, the Yerushalmi says, it's a shvur shon. Now, the Rambam explains shvur shon on the basis of something that is a hechach. Rishami says a hechach, or Rami says a hechach. I'll wait, she waits. I'll zob, she will zob. If someone will take a shvur, 2 times 2 is 4, it's a shvur shon. Someone will take a shvur, that 2 times 2 is 5, it's a shvur shon. But the Rambam says, well, today it will be different. I mean, I don't want to discuss it. But the Rambam says, that might involve a certain difficulty. I mean, that Rambam has to be explained. If somebody will take a shvur, that the sun is much larger than the earth, it's not a shvur shon. Because only those who are knowledgeable in science, in astronomy, know that, the Rambam says. But even if people, the masses don't know. I mean, today, everybody knows it. But that involves a certain difficulty. But after all, the Rambam himself defines shvur as something that is necessarily so. So the fact that people don't know about it shouldn't play any role. All right, so that's a kasha that the Rambam. That kasha says. But the Rambam defines shvur shon, Rambam is here to all the Shabbos here to all. Still, your Shabbos says that if somebody saw that while it rains abundantly, day after day, it doesn't stop raining, and it takes a shvur, that the price will be lowered, or the price will be raised, in either case, it's shvur shon. And according to Rambam, shvur shon is only something that has to be that way. So, every shvur, then, each weight, all right, we understand. 2 times 2 is 4. There is a necessity in that. It's a mathematical identity. But this is not a law of science. No, it's a law of economics. That the higher the supply, the lower the price. So that's also considered to be hechach. It's a hechach. So maybe if he takes a shvur, Rami says a hechach, or Rishami says a hechach, so it's a shvur shon. So maybe when we say rov, even rov v'radye, so that was also a hechach, it was an economic law, I mean, that most people, because as long as the society is on an agricultural basis, so maybe most people, when they buy a share, they have to buy the radye, otherwise, people will not, everybody will be unemployed. If most of them will buy oxen, will buy oxen mishrit, so they won't be able to cultivate the land. So in other words, so it's something that there is a hechach, then we can say, well, but a statistical law is not wrong on the highest level, but only the wrong. So in regard to one topic, the chachomim or machmira, in the case of two sages, then there is a certain kasha. We take our categories of scale, or we keep our view of vision, put my show on you, show in soil, we can speak, we can be soft, we can say it, soft, it was the same, ish, they should scale, and this one, we can move it, so we can say it, we can work in soft, it's not good, or we can say it, it's not good, it's soil, we can say it, we can say it, so 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 we So there is no such specific. But how about Rashi Shiket? There is no such thing. You can say it's in Havetelemes. den Gleichen כמו אם מביע סיימס ומדויתו ענות אין לי סתם כך חלה את זה.